Hey everybody, happy new year. Welcome to the new Crab Diving Podcast.
This is our first episode of 2013.
It is, lucky 13.
Oh my god.
We had, this is our 17th episode, I believe.
This is number 17.
Yeah, lucky number 17. We're trying to switch to a different schedule. We're going to try to do 2 days a week. We're going to try to be a little bit more disciplined.
Yeah.
Tuesdays and Fridays we're going to shoot for, maybe if I say it out loud.
The shows, they test better when they're on a Tuesday or Friday.
They do. We've done extensive testing with focus groups and everything, and it seems to – a Tuesday and Friday release date seems to benefit
release.
Us the best. Speaking of release.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
So, Happy New Year.
Oh, thanks. Thank you so much.
We were out. We have a sequel to talk about.
Oh, my God.
On, I think it's the last podcast. We talked about our Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Which we spent part of at after we did the Cat Show podcast, which was fun.
Yeah.
We ended up having a couple of cocktails across the street at a couple of beers at Dylan's.
At
Dylan's Irish Pub.
At Dylan's. On New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve there. That's nothing to be sad about.
And we saw that guy. Yeah, we saw that guy who headbutted you and shit. Well, anyway.
Lindsay.
We kind of ended up back at Dylan's on New Year's Eve to celebrate Irish Christmas.
Yeah.
A tradition I've always had, and we had in Chicago, was we'd usually try to find an Irish pub. And a lot of pubs here, even here in town.
Get drunk at 4 p.m.
Exactly.
What a wonderful tradition.
Start early on New Year's Eve. So you find an Irish pub that's celebrating Dublin time, which is, for us, is it 8 hours different or 7 hours
The Irish always celebrate early. Why is that?
So we ended up down at Dylan's again.
Yep.
And sure enough, sitting across the bar was the British guy, Lindsay.
Rosy-faced as ever. Yeah. I mean, he was lit off his fucking ass. And did you see the guy he was talking to? He was talking to that weird...
The guy who had the weird the rubber band in his hair?
Yeah.
He looked, little piece of his hair up. Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, he looked like he should be the bass player in, like, The Clash or something. He probably was. My God. He was...
There's a couple people who wandered in there. We saw Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, that was so
right?
weird. Yeah.
It absolutely was Johnny Knoxville sitting at the end of the bar.
By himself on New Year's Eve.
By himself on New Year's Eve.
Well, shitty bar.
It was 4:30 p.m.
That's true.
So he was probably just killing time. He was in there for a while. He had a beer and then he bailed. Nobody bugged him.
No.
But yeah, Lindsay came over.
Oh my God.
Like a hooker spotting a trick.
Oh my god!
When he saw you,
did
he call you cunt within the first five
seconds? Yeah, he was like, "Oh, you old yelled cunt, how you doing? I remember you."
You said he taught you how to kill somebody.
Oh my god! He talked my ear off all night. I was talking
about
this guy.
There was another friend with us, Scott.
Yeah,
who. Just had a new baby.
Yeah.
Scott and his wife just had a new baby.
Congratulations.
And, because her mom is in town, Scott was able to get out for a little bit. So he got permission to go have a beer with us.
He got a hall pass.
Yeah. So he came out with us and I was talking to him most of the time. You were stuck with Lindsay. Sorry.
I think he had a good time though.
Scott? Oh, yeah.
But God, Lindsay
was... But I missed a lot of what Lindsay said.
Oh,
I was talking
he
to
was
Scott.
Off the chain. I mean, oh my God. He was talking about the fights that he had gotten in London and shit. He's nuts. He told me.
Did you find out what he does maybe for a
No, I didn't. Guy, I should have asked. What in the world could he possibly do?
I don't know. He pulled out a lot of cash though at one point.
Really?
When he was paying for his beer. Yeah.
He got mad at me because we ordered. He told me, he was like,
the wrong size.
Yeah,
right.
We ordered the large beers, and he told us a large beer for some reason cost more than two smaller beers.
Ounce for ounce. You're better off getting two smalls than getting one large.
That's why he started calling me a cunt, because I did that. Oh, he was like, that's a cunt move. Then he explained to me like all the different types of cunts. He's like, you can be a nice cunt or...
Oh, yeah. I did hear that because I think he tapped me on the shoulder for that one. He said it was something like, you can be... It's different if you say like, you know, he's like, oh, buy a beer for these two cunts.
Yeah.
Buy a beer for these two cunts. And then then he's like, it's different than saying, you know, you're a cunt.
Yeah. And he was also telling me, he's like, it's weird in America. People say, motherfucker, hey, how you doing, ya motherfucker? And he was like, that's a horrible thing to say. He's like, that's like you're shagging your mom. I was like, that's not what it means.
You can call somebody a cunt.
Yeah, I'm like, God. Oh my God. But he told me, talking my ear off, he explained to me the best way to kill someone. He said, it just pick up a steak knife and cut them right here on the throat somewhere. He's like, the blood will just spurt out all over the bar. I was like, oh, good. Thanks.
Did you ask him if he's actually done this?
No, I didn't. I just sat there. After he said that, I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, you know, awesome.
He's full of shit. Yeah. Some old gas bag sitting in an Irish pub.
Right. Oh my God. And then that guy in the purple hat was there. Do you remember the purple hat dude?
The purple hat. Oh, the guy that was, yeah.
He had all those crazy tattoos.
Right.
He doesn't like Lindsay at all.
No, and he bought us shots of Jack Daniels.
Oh my God, that's right.
And we fucking drank them.
Yeah.
That was not good.
Oh, that was a ruination of my New Year's Eve.
That was the beginning.
That's how I ended up asleep at 10 p.m. on New Year's fucking Eve.
It was like 10:30.
Oh my God. I remember pacing around some neighborhood in Hollywood just concentrating. I'm like, I just don't want to throw up. And then I started thinking, like, where's the best place to throw up?
That was outside that restaurant. We thought we should grab food maybe.
Yeah.
And we went to a diner-ish kind of restaurant in Hollywood. And it was really hot on the inside.
Oh, it's horrible.
And you just...
I just like, bailed.
I got to go outside, yeah.
I paced around outside trying to look inconspicuous and not like a lunatic.
Trying to spot a place to vomit.
Oh, my God. But I didn't. I just talked myself out of it.
Nice.
I don't know how I did that. I just that's my superpower.
You're non-vomit, man.
I can talk myself out of throwing up. I can talk anybody out of throwing up.
I am Alka-Seltzer, man.
I don't know how that would ever be remote. unless Kate was in the car. She sometimes vomits in the car.
Oh, that dog. Man, from the moment I bought her, my mom, for Christmas one year, after I'd moved here, I went back and her dog had just... died not that long ago, yeah. Like a couple of months before.
Was that giant dog?
No, it was the little Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, okay.
So I told her that for Christmas I would get her a puppy. And she was like, no, I don't want another dog. I don't want another dog. I don't want another goddamn dog. And then, of course, Christmas fucking Eve, I said something about a dog. She's like, wow, I sure would like to have a dog again. I was like, you said you didn't want one. She's like, well, so there I am on fucking Christmas Eve driving.
Yeah.
Tony, a friend of ours from Chicago, Tony. I called him. He's like, yeah, I know somebody that owns a pet shop. They don't do puppy mills or anything like that. And so I drove out to this place. Like it was,
Tony always knows, man. That guy Tony always knows. Has Tony's, the information.
Tony's the concierge of the south side of Chicago. I ended up getting this dog, and she wanted a Jack Russell. She always wanted a Jack Russell. So out in front, they had all these puppies, but they had Jack Russells, but all they had were males, and she wanted a female.
Uh-huh.
So then I asked, and in the back, they had a markdown bin. It was so sad because the puppies, they weren't six-week-old cute puppies. They were like nine-week-old cute puppies. They were like the old – shitty puppies.
Katie out of the clearance. That's what I'm going to call her from now on. Clearance bin Katie.
Kate was a markdown. So they had one female puppy. I was like, I'll take it.
10%
off.
From
the moment I got her, I took her, my mom had a minivan I was driving, and I put her in the minivan, I drove her, it was a couple of miles, and she just, vomited all over the car. And ever since then, just about every fucking time she gets in the car, she manages to puke.
Dude, I remember one time when we were living in Venice, you parked your car and you were like, oh my God, my dog just threw up. And I said, oh, did it get all over your car? And you're like, no, I was able to catch it in my hand. And I was just thinking, like, what a horror scene. You're driving your car with a handful of dog vomit.
This happened a couple times in
with
a couple of different dogs.
Dude, I wouldn't be able to. I couldn't. I would have lost my shit. I really would have. Oh, my God.
It's not great. When I picked up another puppy, I mean, years and years ago, we got a dog from the Pound in Chicago, which is a horrible experience to go to the
Pound. But that's a good place.
The Pound.
But if you're going to get a dog, that's
right,
a good place
they kill
to get
them
a dog.
So we found this great puppy, a little like shepherd collie mix. She was the best dog. She lived like 14, 15 years. We were driving home from there, but my buddy was driving in his mom's brand new car, and I had the dog in my lap in the front seat, and she starts going, you know how they do those heaves for a while?
It's so bad.
And my mom's in the back seat. She went with, and he's yelling, don't let her puke in my car. Don't let her puke in my car. We're stuck in traffic, though, and I can't – it's not like I can run out and let the dog puke.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for something to puke, and I couldn't find anything, and I just put my hands down in front of her. And she had just eaten at the pound or something. It was like, bleh, like a can of wet dog food with the chunks still in it. Right in my hand.
So then, see, I would have thrown up.
Then it was DEFCON 4 because like, he's like, oh, I smell it. I smell it. And the windows are rolling down and my mom's yelling in the back seat. And I finally, he stops the car and I just throw it out on the curb and tissues trying to clean my hand. And my mother in the back seat was like, oh, you could have used this. In her lap, she had the dog bowl.
Oh, my God.
That they gave us. I was looking for something for that dog to puke in. Shit. And it was sitting in her fucking lap.
Jesus. Oh, my God. You know, we have a friend who's this is the craziest dog story I've ever heard. He woke up one Christmas morning and his dog was dead under the Christmas tree. What an evil dog. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. He said that dog even dog was kind of on the way out and he was coming home from college for Christmas.
There's nothing worse.
And when he came home, the dog like was really excited and kind of got a second life, and they thought the dog was going to last. And the next morning they found the dog. The dog crawled under the fucking Christmas tree and died under the Christmas tree. Not only did it die on Christmas morning, it was like, Merry fucking Christmas.
Thank God he was an adult. I mean, my God, could you imagine if you're a five-year-old kid and you...
runs downstairs, wakes up before the parents.
He turns into...
To open the new railroad train set that you bought.
Instantly turns into a stand-up comic.
And then trick a dead dog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really bad.
The most traumatic Christmas ever.
Oh, God. That's a nightmare.
I got stories, or you want to... I saw one that there's an Android app that's got some controversy. This is from the Rocket News 24. one of Kenichiwa. The favorite Asian sites. There is an app that there's now a online petition that's asking Google to remove it. It's an Android app.
Oh, no.
And it's called Make Me Asian. You take a picture of yourself with your phone, and it lets you squint the eyes.
Oh my god!
It puts like a Fu Manchu mustache on you.
Oh my god!
One of those
hats.
One of those rice
hats.
It's called the Asian Maker.
Oh my!
Make me Asian.
Does it have one that makes you Russian and puts one of those big, Cossack soldier hats on your head? How stupid. Make me Asian.
What are they going to do? Make me black? Like a giant afro and make your lips bigger and
you know what,
darken your skin?
When I was in college, I took a makeup class and we actually had a project where
we
had to change our race.
Yeah, we did too.
Totally. And I made myself I made myself Asian and we had to pick a character
from
some play.
That's because you had already done blackface when you were Michael Jackson.
Oh, shut up.
Back.
Oh my God, that's right. I was Michael Jackson in 6th grade, 5th or 6th grade. Oh God, I hope it was 5th grade. 6th grade, what's your problem?
It's a big difference.
Oh my God.
I was Michael Jackson.
There's pictures out there.
Second year of college.
My parents have pictures of that.
Oh, we got to get some of those up on crab diving.
Yeah. I remember because I remember I had the glove and the jacket.
Was it the red jacket or which one was it?
You know, I didn't have the red jacket.
Yeah,
the
black and the white.
Yeah, I just had like a...
The tux jacket or whatever.
I just had like a fucking black jacket. Oh my God, it's just so... I don't know what I had. This is my Michael Jackson costume.
Nice.
My poor dad. Could you imagine? Hey, what's your... He's in Georgia. It's like that's such a King of the Hill episode.
One of your sequins fell off of your glove there, boy.
I didn't know Bobby was gonna be Prince. My son dressed up as Elton John. Yeah. I fucking loved King of the Hill. I love that show, man.
That was a great show. We've got a couple of jokes on King of the Hill.
Yep.
Grillinator
episode.
Right,
which
leads to what we did today. A friend of ours, Jennifer, who was a writer's assistant on King of the Hill, and she actually wrote a couple of episodes of King of the Hill. The two episodes that she wrote, she gave us a call, and we helped out with jokes.
We were like a joke room.
Yeah, it was fun. The first episode, we didn't get any of our jokes in, but we went to the table read.
Yep.
Anyway, and then the second episode that
oh my
she
God.
Wrote, I'm we actually so... got...
Do you remember the guy who's at that first table read? You can call me...
That was the second one, wasn't it?
No. Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
That was the
was
second
that the grill? One. That was the grill one, the one with the grill. There's an episode about some grill contest that Hank enters where they're, you got to make a grill or something. I don't even remember what the episode was. But they got that old-time comic who used to do that. You can call me Ray. You can call me Jay.
Ray J.
No,
Ray J's the guy that fucked a Kardashian, right? Oh, I so derailed this story into like the vortex of fuck. You know, I don't know.
We were talking about King of the Hill.
Continue, please.
Second episode that Jennifer wrote, we actually got a couple of our jokes, made it all the way through to the show.
Yeah.
So that was cool. We got to go to the table read, and we met all the actors there. And it's kind of weird. Who's the chick that played Bobby, the one that's dead now?
Was she there?
Yeah, she was there.
Is that her?
It's absolutely her. I forget her name. Brittany Murphy.
Oh,
yeah.
God. You know, I'm such a asshole. I was like, Mila Kunis is dead? Mila Kunis is the chick on Family Guy. God
she
damn.
Plays Meg.
Okay. Whatever. And they're all animated.
Fucking Ashton Kutcher right now.
Ugh. God, man. Fuck. Okay. So anyway, yeah, we didn't meet her, but we saw Brittany Murphy. Was she there?
I think we met her.
Did we?
Like, hey, yeah. And Jennifer was introducing us as writers, which was pretty cool. So
I was hoping we'd get to go back to her infinity pool.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool. We got a couple of our jokes
on a TV show.
Network primetime comedy.
That was fucking killer. Yeah. So we went ice skating with Jen today.
We did. Today we ended up, there's downtown Los Angeles, Pershing Square.
Pershing Square has a, you can go and ice skate, and it's so strange. I don't know if you saw this, but when we were in line, they had a, they had a thing that said you could purchase, they're like, you could purchase hats, some kind of scarf, and they were also selling socks. They were selling socks there. If you didn't bring socks to the ice rink, and I'm like, only in California. Right. Only in California can you wear like Tevias or
flip-flops.
Bunch of fucking douchebags. God damn, this is the god. As our good friend Lindsay would say, wear a fucking sock, you cunt. Wear socks, you cunt. But anyway, we had a good time ice skating.
We did. It was crazy. There's Jennifer fun. Has a 4-year-old kid, and named Jake,
yep.
who has got a lot of energy.
He's crazy, man.
Man, we were
trying to teach him how to ice skate.
Taking turns, holding him as we were skating, and it's exhausting.
Yeah.
Holy shit! We were talking about that. How after we left. Jennifer left with the kid, and then we stayed downtown and had a drink and finished had a burger and stuff. And we were talking about how we're exhausted, but this is the rest of her night.
Yeah. I mean, damn it.
This was probably relaxing to her hanging because we took the kid for, you know, 2/3 of the time.
Listen, man, I am not prepared to dial the narcissism back. I just am fucking not. Oh, God. It was so much fun, man. It is work having a kid, man. I mean, I don't know.
It is. And, you know, they'll grow up and they'll make something like the Asian Maker app.
Yeah. I mean, well, you got to be real smart to do that.
So, anyway, there's a petition out. I mean, if you're going to get the app, you better, you know, get it now because...
Oh my God, this is horrible. But will you get it real quick?
It's Android.
Oh, you know what? We're going to get it, and then we're going to make our faces Asian, and then we'll put them on crabdiving.com, and you can see what we look like Asian. Oh my God, we've been catified.
Crabdiving.com. We were catified.
Oh my God.
A friend of ours, Kelly, yep. What is that? That's on the Purina website or
Friskies.
Something?
Friskies. It says Friskies on it. You can make all your friends and family into cats. What the fuck, man? That's the weirdest shit.
All it is it grabs somebody's face off of Facebook and it throws them on a cat body. It's fucked up. Got some news from Canada.
Oh.
And this is another example of the animals fighting back.
Mm-hmm.
A Utah duck hunter
took
27 pellets of birdshot. He was shot by his dog.
Oh, really?
In the ass.
Oh, that'll teach him.
It's not identified. They didn't identify his name. Somewhere in the middle of fucking nowhere. He was hunting in his boat with his dog. The dog jumps out of the boat and goes.
Yeah, you shoot a goddamn bird, mind his own fucking business. Mm-hmm. You shoot the fucking bird full of buckshot, has all this trauma, then it falls to its death in the fucking water, and then you make your dog swim through the fucking water and get the bloody dying duck and bring it back to your boat.
Not a fan of hunting?
No.
No?
I mean, I love birds too. God damn it.
I could never go hunting.
I know.
I was in high school. The one time I, you know, killed anything bigger than a bug, I guess, it was a pigeon. It was when I was living in Wisconsin, and we had pigeons in the barn.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was just a bunch of teenagers, a bunch of assholes, and we had guns.
I see.
And we went out.
Oh, good.
And we went out. We had a shotgun, and we had a .22 pistol.
Great.
And we went into the barn, and we used the pistol to shoot up into the rafters.
Where were the parents?
And scare
the
birds.
Where were the people that owned these fucking guns?
They knew about it. They taught us how to use them, and... Then one of us would be inside the barn with the .22, shoot the .22, would scare the pigeons out, and they all would fly out this one hole in the roof of the barn, and then one of the little assholes would be standing there with the shotgun. It was like yell and pull, you know, and then you'd try to – well, we shot for – there were probably 15, 20 shots, and nobody could hit one of these motherfucking birds. It's not easy. It's not easy. We had a 12-gauge with bird shot.
How though? I thought the shot spread.
It does
out.
Spread. We sucked.
So anybody
we sucked. We sucked. But then one just turned straight away from me, like it was flying on a direct line. I didn't have to worry about leading it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it flew away from me. And I shot, and I got it, and feathers kind of went up, and then it spun down to the ground. And one of the other kids was down closer to where it was.
Yeah.
And I saw him look down, and then he picked up a big rock. And he threw the rock down on the ground. God. I hadn't killed it.
God.
After that, I felt so fucking horrible. I know what a pussy, but I really did. I felt awful. Yeah. And then after that, I was like, that's it. I'm not into hunting.
Yeah.
I just killed. I feel bad killing this bird.
Did you see that? You remember that scene in Red Dawn where you remember the old Red Dawn, not the Red Dawn where they had to change the race of the you know what I'm talking about when they did
I haven't
remake,
seen the new
I know the remake of Red Dawn.
I haven't seen the new one though.
Was didn't they
did they turn into Al-Qaeda or something?
No, they were going to have the bad guys be the Chinese, but because they wanted to distribute the movie in China, they had to change the race of all the bad guys into North Koreans. I swear to God, that's got to be.
I believe. Yeah, I kind of remember hearing something about that. I haven't seen that new movie.
Yeah,
but the old Red Dawn.
The old Red Dawn with
a bunch of teenagers.
Oh yeah, all those actors. Like I think Patrick Swayze in it.
I think so. Yeah,
I feel like Kurt Russell was in it, and yeah, but there's that scene where one of the older brothers takes his younger brother hunting, and they kill a deer. And then he was like, on your first kill, you always have to drink a cup of the deer's blood.
Ugh.
And they have this fucking long, drawn-out, shitty scene, oh my God, where they have all this fucking superfluous dialogue. And yeah, I don't know. And they have to drink the blood, and it's all over his fucking face, and they're laughing. Oh, it's the worst shit ever. I wish I could remember who the fuck was in it.
I can,
Red Dawn. It's a big old 80s movie. I remember that first scene, It's such a stupid movie. It really is so dumb. It starts with all – they're at the high school. All these kids are in class. And then one kid looks out the window and they see this guy parachuting in. And it's the Russian fucking army, right? Paratroopers, like, yeah, parachuting, and they start shooting and all this other bullshit. Oh, it's so lame.
Patrick Swayze, C. Thomas Howell, Charlie Sheen.
Oh, my God.
Jennifer Grey, Brad Savage, Ben Johnson, Harry Dean Stanton, Ron O'Neill.
I think it was Charlie Sheen was the kid that drank the blood.
Shock.
Oh, my God. Has he written a book yet, Sheen?
Oh, I'm sure that'll happen. I was crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe how crazy I was. Well, his show got renewed.
I don't even care about all his crazy shit. Like, I have no interest in this tiger's blood and the nuttiness, like, bullshit eccentricities and that he has going on. I want to know about when he was in the 80s. And I want to know about all those chicks he banged. That's the story I want to read. I want to read those fucking crazy stories.
Actor, did you hear about that actor, Nick Stahl?
Mm-mm.
He was – do you remember that show Carnival on HBO? That was a great show.
That was an awesome
fucking
show.
Weird, but it got canceled after only one season.
It was disturbing.
Yeah, dark and disturbing. Really
I couldn't
good show.
Eat when I watched that show for some reason. I just don't like gross shit, but they'd always have something really fucked up that would weird me out.
And then he was in Terminator, one of the Terminators.
Oh, yeah, I know
who
you're talking about.
Or something,
yeah.
Like that. You know that guy?
Yeah.
Well, he's had a bunch of problems. He's fucked up on drugs. He disappeared for weeks at a time, and then he was in rehab and stuff. Well, he got busted about a week ago here in L.A., got arrested again. This time, they caught him in an adult bookstore in a booth jerking off.
Oh, my God. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Well, that's my point. That's my point. And another story I've got,
Who caught him?
The LAPD, Undercover Vice.
My God.
This is where our tax dollars are going.
Is this the Fred Willard laws?
Really? They're sending other – in fact, they even say later in the story, this is on TMZ, they say that one of the undercover cops is the same cop that was involved in busting Fred Willard at the other place.
Oh, wow.
At the Tiki. This is I don't know where this is. They're not saying where it was. But
do you think
they
call him
adult...
Don Johnson? Johnson.
They found him alone in a private booth watching a porno and committing a, quote, lewd act.
Oh, man.
So the poor guy goes to some adult bookstore, goes in a booth, closes the door, drops a quarter or two in, starts spanking it, and next thing you know, it's like... LAPD.
Oh, my God.
What? Why are our tax dollars going to this?
I have no fucking idea. I don't know who he's hurting. I mean, listen, if the guy was jacking off in a booth at Denny's or anywhere, if he
went into a local daycare center and, you know, was playing Duck, Duck, Goose with the kids, there you go. But you're in an adult bookstore.
It's so dumb.
Jerking off in a fucking booth.
What do you expect goes on in there?
Right,
that's the expectation.
And then there was another story.
Poor Nick Stahl. He's a good actor, too.
There was another story. This is just somewhere in Indiana.
Yeah.
Where they busted... They had a raid of an adult superstore. And they just... They kicked in all the doors of the booths, and they rounded up like five or six guys. In Indiana.
And, you know, in other news, somewhere in South Dakota, in a cabin somewhere, there's a sleeper cell of terrorists amassing for World War fucking IV, man. Right. I mean, God damn it.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Yep, or there's bankers who openly broke laws.
What the fuck is Obama doing?
Drove this country into recession with those, you know, all that bullshit.
Let's get Nick Stahl jacking off.
None of them are going to jail.
That's fucking ridiculous.
But they go grab these. There's four pictures. All these guys are named on this website.
Jesus.
I'm not going to name any of them. Their pictures are there.
Yeah.
They're all named on this website. Four of these guys that were arrested.
It's not Andy Dick's
theater,
not on there, is he?
Theater. It's Theater, Theaterx, in Clarksville, Indiana.
Oh, my God. You know, we should have a most likely to be busted for public lewdness celebrity, Rip Torn.
This is like a Deadpool, but yeah. We have a jerk pool.
A jerk pool.
The spank pool. Join the spank pool, the 2013 crab diving spank pool. Speaking of spanking.
Oh, yeah, you should come spank it to besthotgirlspicks.com.
Our sponsor, besthotgirlspicks.com. Go to besthotgirlspicks.com for the best and hottest girls showing everything but the pink and brown.
Yes. I emailed you some copy.
Did you check it?
It's a good one, too.
It was a great holiday for Best Hot Girls Picks. We're getting a lot of hits. There's a lot of jerkers out there.
Yeah. We're very popular on Pinterest.
Okay, this is entitled Hot Brunette Girl Bending Over.
So
the
creepy.
Picture just opened. Bending over in tight yoga pants. And what it is that,
Sarah
Natasha
Jessica Parker?
Gray?
Natasha Gray. Sasha Gray.
No.
Natasha Bell?
Natasha Bell.
No.
Oh, that's. It looks like the porn star Natasha Bell.
No, not at all.
It's a brunette chick who is wearing really tight green yoga pants. Her ass is towards camera, and she's facing away. She's doing downward dog in yoga. She's looking back at the camera like...
And smiling.
Oh, look at my green ass.
Yeah.
Okay. And the copy that is on besthotgirlspicks.com. Go to besthotgirlspicks.com. Look for the yoga pants. Search for yoga pants. You'll find this.
She'll pop right up.
You see the picture, and you can read along. This hot brunette... I gotta start over already.
This is a pain in the ass.
This hot brunette girl bending over in tight yoga pants is officially up for a squirty. Per the Best Hot Girls Picks Ministry of Nominations. This awesome photo isn't in the throbbing purple vein of most camel toe picks. The best hot girl is doing a doggy style reverse labial hammock with a sexy look back finish, aka the camel cooch clutch. Squirt. Those lime green pants are like a second skin, they're so fanny fitting. R&D thinks this bending over babe is actually a kermaid, half frog in parentheses, like a mermaid, a kermit,
yeah, a frog,
a kermit mermaid. Wow. Put a link to the podcast for the explanation.
I will. What? It's not that clear.
R&D thinks this bending over babe is actually a kermaid, half frog. Wonderful photo. Here's a full 4 out of 4 juicy Jolly Bee naps for your trouble. So go to besthotgirlspicks.com. Check that out. Check out our sponsors there. Yeah. Jolly Bee is, I never heard of Jolly Bee.
There's one in our neighborhood, like 2 blocks away from our house.
Is there one? Is that a Southern thing or is it?
No,
never heard of them in Chicago.
That's a Korean fast food restaurant, I think.
Oh, really?
I'm not totally sure, but they have something there called on the menu, a fast food place.
Isn't it the Yum Chicken or?
They have whatever it is in Korean, or however it's said. Whatever, and in the parentheses, the translation is milk fish belly.
Jolly Bee. Yeah, Google Jolly Bee.
I went to Jolly Bee.
Like a chicken yum burger something like that. Even the names of the things sound like they're just.
It says stop by on their sign. It says stop by and enjoy a juicy yum burger. And I'm always like, just change one letter in that. It's a lot funnier.
So go check out besthotgirlspicks.com. Yeah. Also check us out on crabdiving.com. We have these posts here and we also the podcast, and we also have we post some funny pictures. Go to our Facebook/crabdiving. We have caption contests.
Yeah.
We have lots of funny pictures and shit.
Like our Facebook page.
Like our Facebook. Go to our YouTube channel, which we've neglected. But we're, you know, it's 2013. What the hell? We'll try. That's about it. We're about out of time here. I'm out of stories. Do you have anything?
No, I don't. I don't have anything.
Okay.
I'm doing a show later tonight.
Doing a show later tonight.
I'm
excellent.
I'm excited.
What if it's a coffee shop full of angry lesbians?
I told you. I do not do fucking coffee shops. I can't. It's so depressing. It's so depressing, man. You know, to do stand up, be in the middle of a joke, and to hear the steam one on the espresso bar, you're just like, kill me, fucking kill me. My career is nothing. Oh, it's like, it's just steam one, and to hear the coffee grinder going. Oh God, it's vomitous.
Okay, so check out all our shit. Check out our Facebook. Check out our Twitter. Check out some beer.
Yeah.
That's it. Thanks for listening, and tune in next time. Peace out.
Go fuck yourself.